There's some dangerous cargo on the deck of that cargo ship that took down a Baltimore bridge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That ship's now grounded after the crash, and 56 containers on the deck are hazardous.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables.
And National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says some were breached and there's a sheen in the river near where the bridge came down. Now, four bridge construction workers remain missing, but the bodies of two others have been recovered.
The bodies were found in a red pickup truck that was submerged under about 25 feet of water. There were two of eight construction workers who were filling potholes on the bridge when it crumbled. One was from Guatemala and the other Mexico.
Fox's Brooke Singman, two of the eight were rescued alive right after the crash and collapse early Tuesday morning. One was hospitalized. There's another hearing in another Trump criminal case today. The former president's lawyers will attempt to get a judge in Georgia to dismiss the state's election interference case, claiming it's criminalizing speech protected by the First Amendment. This is the day after President Biden's son Hunter went to court in L.A. trying to get his tax evasion criminal case dismissed. Biden's lawyer calls it selective and vindictive prosecution. A new Fox News poll gives former President Trump a 5-point lead over President Biden ahead of the rematch. A little over half those surveyed say they're not better off than 4 years ago. But the president will like this on a big issue for Democrats.
Right now, most Americans surveyed, 59% say abortion should be legal. Support for a national law allowing abortion grows beyond that to 65%. However, for those who say a ban on the procedure should start somewhere, most of respondents, 48%, favor 24 weeks.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. Nobody hit the Powerball jackpot again last night, so the fortune grows again. Up to $935 million for Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Houthis have done it again, launching more attacks from Yemen, this time targeting an American ship. But U.S. Central Command says four attack drones were shot down over the Red Sea as the Iran-backed militants continue to target ships, disrupting global shipping in that region. Now, the Navy's leader talked about that in an interview with the military news outlet Defense One.
Admiral Lisa Franchetti praised her sailors for meeting the immediate challenge currently in place in the Middle East.
I'm really proud of how the ships and the strike group out there are defending not only ourselves, but also the merchant ships that are going through the Red Sea.
But Admiral Franchetti said that the Navy has to grow in order to meet the needs of the future.
Every study since 2016 has said that we need a larger Navy, and we do.
And she said the key to growing the Navy is having enough personnel, which means improving recruiting.
If we don't have the sailors to bring in, we're not going to have the sailors on the ships that we need. So I think that has to be job one, bringing in the best talent for our team every day.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A man in California is going to have to spend time behind bars for making threats against public officials.
David Allen Carrier sentenced to 11 months in prison, pleading guilty to two counts of making threats against a federal official. According to the Justice Department, in 2021, the 44-year-old from the Bay Area left a message at the office voicemail of then-Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, threatening to assault her, Months later, calling the U.S. Department of Homeland Security hotline, leaving a message threatening to assault DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Well, that's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Turning to Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly the day after big gains. The Dow surged up 477 points. The S&P 500 closed at a record high. It's opening day for most Major League Baseball teams, though the season actually started last week in South Korea when the L.A. Dodgers split their first two games with the San Diego Padres. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.